kind of are you buying?
Yeah. Sam
Perrin. Hey, is Matt in by chance?
Speaking.
Hey, Matt, this is Tyler with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Who are you with? I'm sorry.
Bank of Cardiff. I actually called a few days ago, but they said you were pretty busy with some work, so I figured I'd call back now. I was trying to follow up on an offer we had sent you. It's looking like it was about 2 to maybe 2.5 weeks ago now. It was based off some prior financing you had done with Huntington National in 2014. Is any of that ringing a bell for you?
We do have an existing credit line with Huntington, yes.
It's a line of credit? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I gotcha. I was just calling to let you know that you had been pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base and maybe see what you had coming up this quarter, maybe looking to bring on some new equipment or maybe some additional capital for some projects you were maybe looking to tackle here in the near future.
Right. Well, actually, at this time, we're pretty well set. We're kind of just keeping it tight to the belt because things are a little rough. So, you know, we'd love to reach out there and. But at this point, like I say, we have pretty much all the equipment we need, unless we could secure a few more new customers with even our old customers are. It's been pretty slow, so...
Really? Is it been like that just because of, election year or something like that?
I don't know if it's election year, if it's... it's hard to say, you know, with most of it, because we deal a lot in castings and steel.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of it has to do with the bigger major foundries and where the work is going and so manufacturing, the trickle effect, you know, to the smaller manufacturer like ourselves, you know, we feel it, so...
Yeah, I see. Is this usually kind of the slow season for you?
Typically summer is our busier time of year. I'm not going to complain that I have extra time to golf and fish, but that does not pay the bills.
So, I wish I had some time to be golfing lately, so. What were you saying? Sorry.
Like I said, at this time, you know, we're pretty well secure. We have, we have the line that we need, and we actually are just trying to pay that completely off so that before, you know, we close out the end of the year here.
Gotcha. Sounds like business a little slow right now, but, you know, maybe I'll check back in next quarter.
Every 6 months or so, or if you want, you can send me. Did you send me a mail? Was it in the mail or was it an email?
The offer we sent you was in the mail. It could have been lost in transit. Do you maybe have an email?
Well, because a lot of time my office girl opens it, and a lot, most of it goes, you know where it goes.
Yeah, so. It just gets tossed in the trash. I know.
Right, and I never even see it. But you feel free to send me an email.
What's a good email for you?
M. Witulski, Witulski,
okay.
At cmpattern.com.
cmpattern.com.
Yeah,
I'll send
you
that.
You said you're out of California?
Yeah, we're actually a private bank in San Diego. So, like I said, I'll shoot you the email. It'll summarize the offer that we had sent you. Like I said, you had been pre-approved for right around $250K. So, I mean, if some projects do come up, if any equipment starts to crash on you, the approval process here is only around 24 hours. So we can get you an answer for kind of what programs and rates you would qualify for. So like I said, if anything comes up, my direct line will be in the email as well.
I'll put you in my contacts, and then I'll have it close.
Sounds good. And I'll maybe just check back in next quarter if I don't hear back, but hopefully things start picking up for you, Matt.
I would hope so, too.
If not, get that golf score down, you know.
I'm getting it down, that's for sure.
There you go.
More practice. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too, Matt.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.